This isn't their year.
No, I'm afraid not. Not after losing to Northampton.
Not that last year was their year, but...
Yeah, it's been a while. Last time it was a good year was when I was actually in England, I think. Back in the 80s.
I think they'll be asking there. Yeah. Damn about you guys.
Yeah, maybe.
Two weeks ago must seem like a long time when you last were out here in the Bay Area playing golf.
It does seem a lot longer than 2 weeks ago, I have to be honest with you. And a lot of things have happened, obviously. And you know, we came in on a really bad run of three losses, and we were struggling probably a little bit. I think we were trying to, you know, tell everybody we were okay mentally, but we're probably in a bad spot. And you know, maybe the tour days caught up with us in August, but I think we freshened up. We've got I've had a great couple of weeks of practice, and we've got obviously a lot of emotion going now. We've got a little bit of confidence in ourselves now, and the lineup's been pretty steady the last few weeks. The back four, particularly in the goalkeeping situation, steadied up. So I think all those things happening have probably improved our mental state, and I think we're ready to go.
Was it just a matter of the lineup being kind of steady?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just a matter of a long season. At some point in the season, you've got to have a rough ride, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that was the only time really all season. We didn't lose two straight all season, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I think having lost those games, I think maybe the playoffs coming was like a new season for us, you know what I'm saying? And I think it was good for us to get into the playoffs. And you know, we were in a great position from probably July 1st onwards. You know, probably as Boston and Bagol probably were in great positions, you know what I'm saying? So maybe we took our foot off the accelerator too in August, you know, thinking it was already done. We had five opportunities to finish second and we blew all of them, you know. So we did it the hard way, but sometimes that's the way it's going to have to be, you know.
Your goal pride hasn't gone through one of those rough spells.
No. I would say because they've got more depth probably than any other team in the league, and I think that's probably reasons why they haven't gone into it. They had a little slump where they didn't score some goals, but they defended really well. And for all their attacking prowess, they were very good in the back too, you know, and they don't give much away. And they're the best team in the league. They won by 23 points. I mean, you can't even deny they're the best team in the league, you know, but any given Sunday.
Are they the most talented team in the league?
No question. Most talented, probably the best team in the league. The best individual players in the league, no question about it. You just got to hope that they don't have a great day and we have our best day. But that's what they're the only way we're going to win. We have to have our best day, and we need a little bit of luck, and you know, we need them to have not so their best day.
You told me after sometime over the summer that you had played them twice and not figured out how to beat them. You had one more shot before the final. That shot didn't work out any better than the first two. So now what do you have to do tactically to be competitive?
I just, you know, we're looking at the first 25 minutes of the game last time we played them. Well, I think we played really well. We created three or four really good chances in the game, didn't put them away. And then we just self-destructed 10 minutes before half time with two stupid goals. And then second half, we had to open the game up and we paid the price, you know. But I think if we looked at those first 25 minutes and that could have been the game, then that's the way we're going to try and play, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's the way we'll go tomorrow. And you know, you obviously got to shut down Mara, we got to shut down St. Clair, we've got to shut off distribution into those channels, we've got to curtail their fullbacks. But I think more than that, you know, we know where I think they've got a few weaknesses too. I don't think in those wide areas when they go forward, I think those are areas that we can get into, you know what I'm saying? And I think our midfield is better, I will say that. I think we have a better midfield, you know, and I think our midfield's underrated. You know, they've been tremendous in the playoffs, and I think that's where the game will be won and lost, just like it was in Boston and just like it was against Washington, you know.
You looked at the playoffs as having to go up on a triple crown. Abby Wambach, you stopped her. Kelly Smith, she was invisible Thursday. Yeah. And now you have Marta, which you haven't had much luck against this year. How do you stop her and achieve this triple crown that you're going out for?
We stole her car last night, so she's got no way of getting to the stadium. Well, that's going to be the case. I think it's a little bit different from the other two because Mara is the best player in the world, and you know, I think we did a good job of stopping Kelly Smith getting the ball and stopping distribution into Kelly Smith. Wambach, we stopped distribution into Wambach. We doubled up the ball. Washington allowed that because of the way they play, you know what I'm saying? They made it easy for us. This is not going to make it easy for us. They're going to come with all guns blazing, and you know, you stop Mara, you got to worry about St. Clair. So, you know, I think the main thing for us is when she gets the ball to double up, to make sure there's pressure from behind, there's pressure from the side, keep her on her right foot, not her left foot, and just try and keep her as far away from goal as you can, you know what I'm saying, where she can't hurt you. Maybe she can hurt you with passes and dribbling, but she can't hurt you in front of net. I would think it's almost impossible to keep Marta out of a game. The other two, yeah, we'd be going to Belmont Stakes right now in a great spot with two legs under our belt, but winning a Belmont's not easy, as everybody knows. That seems to be the one that trips everybody up, and I would think Marta is almost unmarkable at this level.
You guys were the only team really to play kind of a 1-1A goalkeeper this year. What led you to settle on Val for the playoffs?
Well, I think it was just circumstances happened. You know, KK went away and Val came into the lineup and we won. Got a clean sheet and we won, so we went with that player. I mean, I'm comfortable with both of them. They're both great goalkeepers. And you know, if KK probably only gone to Germany, she'd probably be the starter tomorrow. Who knows, you know what I'm saying? Like that, I don't know because it didn't happen. But the way it happened, she went to the German game and, you know, Val was around, obviously training, and you know, I just thought it'd be. I thought Val had a good game here when we lost 4-1. I really thought she had a good game, even though we lost 4-1. I think the first goal maybe she'd done something with, but after that they were very, very good goals, you know. And she made three unbelievable saves. So I just, you know, went with that one. She was training. No, KK came back, and it's hard to get in the lineup when you're not in the lineup. And, you know, Mitzi will tell you that too. I mean, Mitzi had a great week of practice. You know, she's been tremendous the last week and a half, but, you know, it's hard to change a winning formula, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I think if she was in the lineup and I pulled her out tomorrow, she'd be like, oh, what the hell, you know what I'm saying? Like,
she won't start just to even have a fresh set of legs on the.
Well, we thought about that too, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not picked the lineup yet. I'm waiting for the team meeting at 6 o'clock. I'm going to go around the players now after practice. You know, we trained light yesterday, obviously light again today, just to see what they're feeling and get some honest answers. And then if we feel we need to make the change, we'll make that. That could be one of the changes.
How do you keep this team from having heavy legs in the second half? Is there anything differently you'll do?
I'd say I'm more worried about the first half than the second half. I think the second half will keep going. I think we're the type of, we're emotional. We've got a great heart in the team. And I think the first half's going to be the one, the first 25 minutes, half hour, before our legs get going. I think so once we get into the heat of the moment and we get going in a battle, I think we'll be fine. But the first 20 minutes worry me a bit, you know, because we're, you know, we're starting again. You know, we've gone 120 and the last game, all of a sudden we're starting from zero time clock. And I think once you get into the second half and it comes on the line, I think that the big boys step up to the plate. You know?
Like this playoff format, three games in a week?
You know, in all fairness, I don't like the four. I like the four. I think the first team, they want to put 23 points, they should get by to the final. There's no question about that. But there should be a week between every game. There's no question should be a week between every game. To expect players to do this is ridiculous. But we should have played Saturday. The other game should have been Wednesday. And then at least we would have had another day. Even Sunday night would have helped, you know.
Mm-hmm. How deep did you go 2-a-days?
All season.
Do you think that prepares you better for
it? We're certainly the fittest team in the league. I mean, you saw Boston die on us midway through the second half the other night. Washington died on beginning the second half the other night, you know what I'm saying? And it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it was hot, and we just kept going, you know. And I think those little things, and, you know, we obviously, it's going to take its toll in August, but I think we freshened them up a little bit. And, you know, we didn't have a lot of games on the running. We had a lot of games in that early August period, which I think hurt us a little bit. And we had a lot of internationals going all over the world playing games, so I think that hurt them too. You know what I'm saying? So I think they were tired from all that stuff. But you know, I don't see us being tired tomorrow. I just think emotionally we're on such a high that I don't think it matters. And, you know, idle minds sit around and think about things. There's no chance for us to be idle. We haven't sat around and thought about Gold Pride. I mean, the first time I looked at the tape was this morning on Gold Pride. We've been focused on Boston and we're focused on Washington. So, you know, we'll throw the ball out there tomorrow and see what happens. As the Coldplay say, roll the dice and see the fear in your enemy's eyes, you know. So hopefully tomorrow, I don't know if they'll have any fear in them because they've beaten us three times, and they'll be coming with all guns ablazing tomorrow, I have a feeling.
What's the curfew tonight?
Oh, there's no curfew. They know better than that. It's 10 o'clock. It's always 10 o'clock.
You think they'll even be able to stay up that late after this week?
I would think they'll be in after dinner tonight. I would think 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, they'll be in. You know, it's 12 o'clock back home. You know, we're treating this as a 2:30 kickoff, you know what I'm saying? Like, which is what we played against Washington. I think that's the only way for us to approach it, and it worked for us against Washington. So I tell them, don't approach this game like it's an 11:30 kickoff, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, a 5 a.m. wake up and breakfast?
No, 8:30 straight up, quick eating out, man, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. So it's like you're on the East Coast, but you get to sleep in today.
We get to sleep in. We're going to go 8:30, one meal, that's it.
How much better would it be if it were, say, Philly to Boston instead of Boston to California?
Yeah, it'd be a lot easier. There's no question. I think that's ultimately the problem with the playoff format, because you don't know who's going to make it in. So it's hard to judge what's going
to
happen.
It could be like Boston to California and then back to the East Coast.
Yeah, but it could have been. Atlanta could have been involved in it. It could have been Atlanta first game and then up to Boston and then back out to California. So I guess in that way it's not so bad. Washington would have had it worse than us, I guess, coming into Philly, you know. But, you know, I thought we were supposed to beat Boston and we were supposed to beat Washington. Boston was supposed to beat us. So I think that was the way it was supposed to go, so nobody would kill themselves. But here we are. We've killed ourselves and we've got a chance to win it. So I you know, we'll throw everything at them and see what happens.
Is anybody not available or questionable?
Joanne Lohman's a question mark. Frida Bangestad is still a question mark. Other than that, we're pretty healthy. This time of year, I'm very, very happy.
What's bothering them?
Well, Joanne Lohman's got a rolled ankle from the game here last time. I think it was 3 weeks ago.
She's still
struggling from that. And Frida's just wear and tear from the season. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't imagine me not playing her tomorrow. I got to be honest with you. This kind of, she does a good job on Marty usually too. You know, so.
Every player on the roster is here.
Everybody's here. All 21. Yeah. We got everybody with us. We already, luckily, you know, touch wood. We've had a pretty lucky season with injuries, you know what I'm saying? No major injuries. And, you know, I think Osborne missing for Boston was a huge loss for them the other night. And Davana missing for Washington most of the season was a big loss for them. We haven't had one of those losses, so I think you can just thank your lucky stars. And that's probably the reason why we're here, because we don't have a tremendous amount of depth. at the really deep depth. So I think that's probably helped us keeping everybody healthy. But I think we're the fittest team in the league, and maybe that will be the ultimate thing tomorrow. Maybe it'll come down to fitness. You know what I'm saying? Everyone's going to think that we're going to die, but I don't think we'll die tomorrow. I got to be honest with you. I think if we get off to a good start, we'll be in the game the whole way.
Thanks.